Much grain now is falling ungathered, while many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering then 'tis too late. Oh, so prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, they perish, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. The souls who in darkness abide.
Good morning, friends. What a pleasure to be coming your way again by means of radio. Do you remember your ABCs? May I quickly remind you that A stands for aim, B stands for believe, and C stands for courage. Then what? Listen, seest thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings. Proverbs 22:29. So then, D must stand for diligence. Aim and believe, as well as courage, is absolutely necessary for success. But without this diligence, they would be but in vain. Diligence is that which keeps one pressing onward in the face of every obstacle. It is the opposite from indifference, laziness, and carelessness. Do you remember the old story of the rabbit and the turtle? The rabbit was fast and quick. He could run swiftly and made light of the turtle, who moved so slowly. But there was one thing the turtle had which the rabbit lacked: diligence. Because of the rabbit's swiftness, he thought he could stop and nap a while. But the turtle kept slowly moving onward. He was pressing with diligence. So it isn't always to the swift or the talented that the victory goes, but instead to the diligent. The heights by great men reached and kept were not attained by sudden flight, but they, while their companions slept, were toiling upward through the night. Longfellow. The opposite of diligence is slothfulness. The slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. Proverbs 12:27. And again, I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Proverbs 24:34. Now, a few more scriptures to prove beyond a doubt that diligence is necessary in all phases of business. Listen. Not slothful in business. Romans 12:11. If any would not work, neither should he eat. Do you believe that? It is what the Bible teaches in 2 Thessalonians 3:10. Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks, and look well to thy herds. Proverbs 27:23. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Proverbs 10:4. Here's another. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. Proverbs 6:6-8. If all this is true in the business world or the natural things of life, and we believe it is, think how much more important it is to be diligent in the spiritual. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4:23. And Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. John 9:4. And that's not all. Here are more. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. 2 Peter 1:10. And how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? That doesn't sound to me as if one can be slothful and get to heaven. Be diligent that you may be found of him in peace without spot and blameless. 2 Peter 3:14. And finally, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Matthew 25:10. May the Lord help us all to be diligent. E is for endurance. No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Luke 9:62. Oh, for an endurance that will know no denial. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. They endure. One verse in Genesis 12:5 expresses it this way. They went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. Genesis 12:5. But all of this was after they had traveled many weary miles through the wilderness and endured the hardships encountered when they met many foes. But into the land of Canaan they came. That is, the ones who endured, those who were under 20 years of age when they started, plus Joshua and Caleb. It is reported that a huge tree was cut in California, and those who could tell decided that it began growing in the year 271 before Christ. At the age of 516 years old, it was partly burned, the charred portions being visible far inside the tree. Other fires left their marks in 1441, 1580, and 1797. But this tree, disfigured and partly destroyed, covered its wounds, enlarged, and continued to reach toward the sky. It endured the ravages of fire and the elements. Two small streams began their journey toward the sea, furnishing fresh water to man and beast as well as vegetation along the way. What happens? One brook dries up, and the other endures. It eventually becomes a mighty river. A diamond is formed by a piece of coal, which sticks to its job. Roses are guarded by thorns, and honey is protected by the bees. Those who fear the thorns or bees will likely have to depend upon someone else to get their honey and roses for them. Now, notice the scriptures which point to the need for endurance. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Revelation 2:10. It is wonderful to be on the right road, but this isn't enough. We must travel it. It is written of Moses that he endured as seeing him who is invisible, Hebrews 11:27, and of Job, till I die, I will not remove mine integrity from me. My righteousness I hold fast and will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live, Job 27:6-7. That was quite a decision, wasn't it? While hanging on the cross, Jesus said, "It is finished," John 11:30. Paul's testimony was like this: I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. 2 Timothy 4:7. Edison, that noted inventor, made many experiments before he came forth with the storage battery, but it was worth it all. A tribute to Columbus, that great explorer of so many years ago, is described in this poem by Joaquin Miller. My men grow mutinous day by day. My men grow ghostly, wan, and weak. The stout mate thought of home. A spray of salt wave washed his swarthy cheek. What shall I say, brave admiral, say, if we sight naught but seas at dawn? Why, you shall say at break of day, sail on, sail on, sail on, and on. They sailed, they sailed. Then spoke the mate. This mad sea shows his teeth tonight. He curls his lip. He lies in wait. with lifted teeth as if to bite. Brave Admiral, say but one good word. What shall we do when hope is gone? The words leaped as a leaping sword. Sail on, sail on, sail on and on. Then, pale and worn, he kept his deck and peered through darkness, ah, that night of all dark nights. And then a speck, a light, a light, a light. It grew, a starlit flag unfurled. It grew to be time's burst of dawn. He gained a world. He gave that world its grandest lesson, on and on. Shall we pray? Our Father, we thank Thee for the diligence and endurance necessary to see the end of a righteous life. This is our great desire. And now we ask for Thy blessings upon all those who hear the broadcast. Strengthen them with Thy might to run this race even to the end, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear ones, we appreciate the interest of those who write us from time to time and tell us that they are listening to the broadcast. And your offerings have certainly been a great inspiration and blessing to us to keep the message going forth.
I came defiled and guilty to Jesus the mighty to save. He took my sins and sorrow and beauty for ashes gave. Peace, peace, glorious peace, like tranquil waters flow, streaming down over my heart, made white as a driven snow. I came to Jesus repenting, confessing my every sin. My heart's door flung wide open, and glorious peace flowed in. Peace, peace, glorious peace, like tranquil waters flow, streaming down over my heart, made white as a driven snow. Glorious peace to me, my soul has ceased its pining, my heart has been light and free.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.
Street.